A rise in projected exports from January is one highlight from the Agriculture Department's latest U.S. cotton supply and demand estimate. As World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer explains,
we were well positioned with a good crop in terms of well timed between the gap in India supplies and Australian supplies not yet in on the market. So we're in kind of a good position in terms of exports.
With exports up 200,000 bales from last month, USDA similarly reduced ending stocks by that same amount.
So the result is we've been moving up on prices. So we added 2 cents this month to a midpoint of 69 cents, and that's on what we're observing of higher prices. We tend to think you're usually somewhere in the neighborhood of half marketed, probably at about 67 cents so far. So you're looking at 71 cents maybe for the rest of the year in order to get to that 69 cents.
Globally, production estimates were raised 80,000 bales month over month, with the rise in Chinese production forecast offset by lower estimated production in Pakistan. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.